The Georgia Ports Authority says one of its top priorities this year is building what it calls the Mid-American Arc. It's a $128 million project that would connect rail yards leaving the port of Savannah. WABE's Tasneem Shamma explains how the project is expected to improve the port's link to Atlanta and points beyond.
Of all the ways you can travel, Robert Puentes says,
if you're moving big, heavy stuff and moving it around the world, it's hard to beat the efficiency of these large ships.
Puentes is president of the Enoch Center for Transportation, a Washington, D.C.-based think tank. But on land, what's more efficient and cheaper than a cargo ship? Trains. That's according to Bill Stankiewicz, a transportation consultant in Savannah. He says this project will be a game changer for his clients.
You're able to handle these larger ships in a very timely basis and to get that product out into the marketplace versus having additional congestion on the roads.
That's why the Georgia Ports Authority is spending millions investing in rail. The Mid-American Arc project will improve connections at the Port of Savannah and allow for longer trains, about 50% longer than your average freight train. Ports Executive Director Griff Lynch says the goal is simple, moving things more efficiently.
We are going to connect in a better way to Atlanta with rail and also to points like Memphis and Chicago, St. Louis, and the Ohio Valley. And as a result, we will drive our exports and our imports up.
The project is expected to be complete by 2019. Tasneem Shamma, WABE News.